Hello, we are studying the article The Freedom of Bar Sulam. We are on the heading One Law for All the Worlds. You're welcome to enter our site where you'll find the reading material as well as be able to send us questions. Pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. So again, in the writings of Bar Sulam, we are on the freedom under the heading One Law for All the Worlds.
Wait, I first want to hear the question from Kiev.
Да, здравствуйте, дорогой учитель.
Yeah, hi, dear teacher. We'd like to ask about the previous part of the lesson. We learned that 23 and a half hours a day we need to be on the right line. What does that mean to be 23 and a half hours a day on the right line? Is it some kind of special height? I'm thinking, how is it even possible to be 23 and a half hours a day on the right line?
That through the friends, I adhere to the Creator as if we're all in adhesion. Me, the friends, the group. As if that connection already exists, that adhesion is already there, I attain the goal already. That's how I need to be, as though I'm there. And then half an hour only, I criticize and inspect whether it's like that or not, and I allow myself meaning in a way that I'm in control of what's happening to me. So in this monitored way, I start inspecting. Do I have this or not? Why do I have it? Why not? Half an hour a day of criticism. But that's on the condition that all the rest of the time, I'm on the right. Only this way I can advance. Otherwise, I'm in a state called the fool who sits in his own lap and eats his own flesh. Yes, Flood.
I can imagine to myself some crumbs of this connection between me and the friends. Maybe after this lesson or something like that, but after that you're just thrown. But you come to all kinds of states. Can you be in this the rest of the day, all day long? You need to be connected, first of all. I, the group, the Creator, all of that together, that's what I exist in. This reality I want to feel constantly. Through this reality, I am willing to also be in this world with all the problems, work, with let's say you're an architect, so you're with your customers, with those who are building and executing your actions, like you engage in your job. But all of this is something that's in addition to that inner feeling that you're in adhesion with the group and with the Creator, as if you have attained the goal. Now, from the attainment of the goal, you're aiming yourself from the morning, and from attaining of the goal, you're looking now at the whole world that way, and beginning to work with the whole world in such a manner.
It's an inner decision that I'm like selling myself for this goal.
Yes.
Where do you find that button that I replace everything for the goal? There's nothing besides the friends and the goal. How do you really find that button and turn it on?
Only through the friends. If all of a sudden you disconnected from the knowledge, I, the group, and the Creator together, and you're already not inclined towards that, or maybe even not in that feeling somewhat in that, Also Rabash and also Bala Sulam write for us that there's no such thing as a person not being able to feel, because habit becomes second nature. What's second nature? I didn't, prior to that, have the ability to hear the Creator all the time, to feel the spiritual world. I accustom myself to feel. How do I accustom myself to feel such a thing? By constantly trying and trying and trying, making an effort and an effort, all of a sudden I see that I am beginning somewhat to, it comes, it somehow is here. Where does it come from? Out of me, through the friends and my efforts, I'm constantly trying to come closer to this. This deficiency of mine, this search, is awakening the reforming light, which builds that sense in me. That's why that's our work. You shouldn't disregard such a thing. Just like he writes, there's nothing in the world that a person can't feel.
Yeah, Bala Sulam, Shamati 7, what is habit turns into a second nature in the work. By a habit that a person gets himself used to something, that thing becomes a second nature to him. So there's nothing a person cannot feel its existence, meaning even though a person has no feeling of it, by getting used to it, one comes to feel.
Vlad?
Dear Rav, you once said that you'd put like check marks on your hand. Was that reminders about that?
Yes, yes. It's written, make yourself guards and policemen in your gates, in the gates of entrance and exits, so that they will be as much as possible supporting the fact that you want to be reminded and entering into spirituality more and more. Okay? Is this clear?
Ken.
Yes.
Is there a division in love of friends like the scale of, let's say, still vegetative and animate?
In what?
Can I say that a friend has love of friends on the still level, and I can't demand more from him?
Right, you're correct. Each has a certain kli that opens up in all kinds of states of his own. Like one, for example, has a special sense for music, and another for something else. Yes? Also towards love of friends, and constantly in every place, there's a different sensitivity. Yes.
Second question, if I can ask the 10 for something the 10 doesn't engage with. Anything?
No. No, only if it's, God forbid, some kind of disaster.
No, then, I'm talking about dissemination.
If it's dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah, so you can bring it through the 10 and to counsel, consult in them and see if they agree with these things. Could be that it's important in your eyes, but in their eyes right now it's not so important. You understand? There needs to be a certain societal agreement in this. Okay? Well, let's read a little.
So, we are reading from the article, The Freedom, under the headline, One Law for All the Worlds. And although the wisdom of Kabbalah mentions nothing of our corporeal world, there is still only one law for all the worlds. Thus, all the corporeal entities in our world, That is, everything within that space, be it still vegetative animate, a spiritual object, or a corporeal object. If we want to distinguish the unique self of each of them, how they differ from one another, even in the smallest particle, it amounts to no more than that desire to receive. This is its entire particular form from the perspective of the generated creation, limiting it in quantity and quality. As a result, there is an attracting force and a rejecting force. Yet anything that exists in it besides these two forces is regarded as the bounty from his essence. That bounty is equal for all creatures and presents no innovation with respect to creation as it extends existence from existence. Also, it cannot be ascribed to any particular unit, but only to things that are common to all parts of creation, large or small. Each of them receives from that bounty according to the limit of its will to receive, and this limit defines each individual and unit. Thus, I've evidently, from a purely scientific perspective, proven the self, the ego, of every individual in a scientific, completely criticism-proof method, even according to the system of the fanatic, automatic materialists. From now on, we have no need for those lame methods dipped in metaphysics. And of course, it makes no difference whether this force of the will to receive is a result and a fruit of the material that had produced it through chemistry, or the material is a result and a fruit of that force. This is because we know that the main thing is that only this force imprinted in every being and atom of the will to receive within its boundaries is the unit by which it is separated and distinguished from its environment. This applies to both a single atom or a group of atoms called a body. All other discernments in which there is more than that force are not related in any way to that particle or group of particles with respect to itself, but only with respect to the whole, which is the bounty extended to them from the Creator, which is common to all parts of creation together, without distinction of specific created bodies.
Meaning altogether, the will to receive and the size of the will to receive and the manner of the will to receive is what appears in him from the source, from the light, from this endless filling that is one for all. Yes.
Now we will understand the matter of the freedom of the individual according to the definition of the first factor, which we called the source, where all previous generations, which are the fathers and the forefathers of that individual, have imprinted their nature. As we've clarified, the meaning of the word individual is but the boundaries of the will to receive imprinted in its group of molecules. Thus you see that all the tendencies he has inherited from his ancestors are indeed no more than boundaries of his will to receive, either related to the attracting force in him or to the rejecting force in him, which appear before us as tendencies to stinginess or generosity, a tendency to mingle with people or to be a hermit, and so on. Because of this, they really are his self, ego, fighting for its existence. Thus, if we eradicate even a single tendency from that individual, we are regarded as cutting off an actual organ from his essence. It is also considered a genuine loss for all creation, since there is no other like it, nor will there ever be someone like him in the whole world. After we have thoroughly clarified the just right of the individual according to the natural laws, let us turn and see how practical it is without compromising the theory of ethics and statesmanship, and most important, how the right is applied by our holy Torah.
Questions? Yes, back there in the end.
They say that God is the best invention of the human. Now,
truth? Because a person discovers these things only out of his nature.
Now, thanks to science, we know that we are a certain kind of apes. We came up with writing and went to the moon and did wondrous things, but 100,000 years ago we weren't here, and it's very likely that in 100,000 years we won't be here also. Now, we say this whole film, this whole wonderful film was created for us. Is there a good explanation or a proof in nature that this whole thing is for the specific ape that we are today?
That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah is offering you to discover. Very simple. It's telling you in what way you can come to a state in which everything will open and you will see from one end of the world to the other. The whole of nature. And other than that, it cannot offer you anything else because you remain in your in just way with the justice of a monkey, with a feeling of a monkey, and you're not capable of understanding or feeling any more than that. But that which you have in the degree that's above that ape is that you are yearning for a higher degree than the ape, but no more than the yearning. So if you were to implement that yearning, then you will be higher than the ape, and to the extent in which you grow that way, you will be able to reveal and understand reality.
Today on planet Earth, is there anyone who feels it and does it practically?
What do you have from there being someone who feels? You don't feel.
Maybe that's an explanation or a proof.
You can't have proofs because you don't understand and feel. What proofs can you have to your beastly intellect? You want someone to bring you to your feelings and understanding, which do not rise above this world in any way, something that is outside of it, in other dimensions. You don't feel them. That's why you can't understand them. That's why you can't be connected to them. But rather here, you're being offered the matter of revealing it. But that's through the change of your nature. If you want to be an Adam and not an ape, please. An Adam is called to being similar to the Creator, to the extent in which you acquire gradually all 125 degrees of the form of the Creator, we'll say, then by that you attain Him. If you raise yourself to a reality in order to bestow, then in that reality, in order to bestow, you begin to discover a different world, a different reality. It's not that someone's explaining it to you. Rather, someone explains to you how to do it, but the action has to be yours, because these are your qualities. Do you understand? It's like now you're differentiated from others, where you're feeling, and each of them probably feels something. It's the same in spirituality. Okay? Oh, there was someone else there? Yes?
Good morning. Can I ask about the 10?
Yes.
Nothing is clear to me about the work in the 10 in terms of connecting between the friends. If I can say an example, if I try to hold a meeting, to establish a meeting of the 10 outside of the regular meetings, and some of the friends can't. Some, perhaps, I feel, show a certain resistance. And then one or two, except for me, can join. Then what can I do? Just let it go? Or
are you talking about a routine meeting?
That is outside the Zoom meetings and an additional meeting.
An additional meeting point might be a problem. They may not have the possibility, even though there might be a will or a desire for that. Maybe the reason that you're trying to draw them there is not justified in their eyes. I don't know. We are very cautious of placing upon our friends all kinds of burdens. If you have a lesson daily, if you have a meeting once a week, the gathering of friends, if you have a meal on top of that, that could be that's common on the Shabbat or something like that on the weekend, and to do more and more such actions, first of all, I see that they don't sustain such things. Here too, they want to make, let's remain another 15 minutes, another half an hour, we'll do something else. After a certain point, I don't say anything because there's no one wiser than that which has an experience. Let them get wiser. But it doesn't seem to me that it's working. We need, under that framework that we already have taken upon ourselves by Rabash, and we have other than that, the meals, meetings on the weekend, on the Sabbath, we need to put into those meetings something additional, but not more and more meetings. Yes.
All right, so if, let's say, 2 or 3 people out of 10 or 12 can come, then it's better to let it go.
If it's not a specific matter that you want to do a meeting right now that has to do with dissemination, or a meeting as far as to the music or something, that's also important, then only those people that belong to that from the group need to be there. That's different, but not any other way. I am cautioning you, warning you to be careful of trying to just fill up the time of the friends as if you, everything that you want to call them to, that they have to answer, come to your call, and be there. It's not good. It's not from the wisdom. The wisdom is of filling our times is in the right way. It's best that you're more concerned with the morning lesson and being there. And after that, you can do all those other slogans. Because the morning lesson covers for you 90% of all the work in the society. We talk about this, we do everything here. Okay? You already went. Tzvika wasn't today.
To go back to what Baal Sulam told us is, here, in terms of the individuality, the ego fights for its existence. Thus, if we eradicate even a single tendency from that individual, we are regarded as cutting off an actual organ from his essence. So, I come here to give up on my ego. Everyone tells me to cancel my ego. And here he says, God forbid, don't eradicate your ego.
Of course not. You just correct it. You're using it. The wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception. How do I receive everything? How do I draw everything? How do I swallow everything?
My wife especially says, give up your ego already.
Oh, I see that you have it home.
But it sounds like this movie all the time. All the time I keep hearing, give up the ego, give up the ego. And here he says, I can't give up the ego.
Yes, show it to her.
No, so what does it mean? On the one hand, he tells you, give up the ego. On the other hand, don't give up the ego.
That's not why it's not just called reception. It's called the wisdom of reception. How do we spin it in such a way that our vessels of reception will be filled, but not in an egoistic way?
This means what
yes.
is expressed above the ego. You keep the ego, and what you
yes.
express is above it.
That I receive, not because I want to receive, but because the Creator wants me to receive. That's the whole matter. That's simple. Simple.
Stay with the ego?
Of course. I just close myself from my decision to receive and open myself kind of like a little. I open myself only to the extent that He wants me to receive and not me. So I make a restriction on the I, and as much as He wants to give me, that I'm willing. That's called the intention
so
in order
ego,
to bestow,
yeah.
to receive with the intention in order to bestow. Our ego remains. I put a restriction upon it and I say, I will open it only if I'm doing it for Him. Let Him ask for me, then I'll open up. Just like Mommy says, oh, come on, take one more spoon for me, then I'm willing.
How can I use the full ego that I have?
When you're corrected to the extent in which your whole ego you can open because the Creator wants you to open it.
For what?
In order to bring Him contentment.
With my ego?
Yes, otherwise what works? All the time, what works is our egoistic desire. That's what we call, instead of being the angel of death, it'll be a holy angel.
Yeah, but in some place this ego is cancelled?
Nothing gets cancelled, God forbid. In nature, in spirituality, nothing needs to be cancelled. On the contrary, we need to fill all of creation, to implement it, realize it, to the last, very last detail, every bit of it.
Does something happen with this ego?
A whole lot. Gets filled with the upper light. Where does it enter if not in the ego, the corrected one? What's it corrected by? They say, I'm opening it only for you. You want to enter. You want to fill me. You want. Yes? If you want, please.
And with this ego, besides Kabbalah, what we learn here at home, should you also behave differently with your ego?
That you have to ask your wife.
No, forget my wife. I have enough problems with my wife.
She doesn't see what we're doing right now.
I wouldn't be able to go home afterwards. The question is whether, if in life, in daily life, what do you do with this ego? You use the full extent of it?
Also, except for the Creator, you're also using it inside your ego also.
What, to try to nullify before people?
Before everyone, but to annul, it's not in the form of annulment. You're working and you're doing everything, but in order for good to come out of this for everyone. Why? Because from the love of the created beings, you come to the love of the Creator.
So the whole topic of the wisdom of Kabbalah really is just working with the ego, and that's it.
Of course, what else do you have? How can you work in any other way?
I don't know, maybe something else with the ego.
How will you behave otherwise? You have no matter of creation other than that. Ask your wife from here on. Yes, Gilad. Wait, I promised.
No, Victor.
Victor from Beersheva Group. It's very important what you said, that it's important to be together not just in lessons and to take seriously all the issues of left and right and all that, and to find the deficiency between us is possible not just in morning lesson, but in some of our free time that we have to give. And I want to put the emphasis on that in Beersheva. We, in the last Saturday, after the morning lesson, we started walking together to the park, Allenby, with the friends, and that's about 100 meters from where we are, and we went there, read some texts, and felt each other, and it was important not just to walk there, to go there, to get to know the friends. And feel what everyone is missing. Like you said, everyone is individual. And that gave us such a deficiency between us afterwards that gives us a basis to continue with. And that allows the whole group to do it together. It's not just going to a park together, but there's a lot of things that help our goal and that we can use.
Thank you very much. Gilad?
Yeah, first of all, this lesson is very special because friends came from all the country.
What bothers them to come, let's say, at least every Friday? Well,
yeah, I want to continue the question that Lior asked during the beginning of the lesson. But first, about our big Congress, how do you see the role of the Israeli Kli in the big Congress?
The Israeli Kli needs to be an example to all our Kilim, all our vessels outside of the country, how it is to be connected, how to be concerned with one another, how to be connected and bound to one another, how to implement matters. The Kli needs to be an example of how we help one another, how to disseminate materials. In short, to do all kinds of such actions from which everyone will receive an example. That's it, first of all. Dissemination outside of Israel to our groups, together with our groups, to the whole of humanity. Yes.
Well, towards our very special meeting and the big Congress, we have a small surprise from our video department, and Eyal will present us with this gift. Yeah, we are raising importance and gathering importance from every lesson and meeting, and it's like crumbs of importance that we are collecting towards the big Congress. And it's a video clip that was done 10 years ago that invited people to the first Congress in the exhibition gardens. And we want to show the friends who are, you know, getting younger from every day, today to the next day. We want to absorb it into our hearts.
Hello, how are you? Hi, what's new? Well, what's going on? How's it going? How do you feel? It could be better. Could be much better. Not just good, because now we have an opportunity to feel what really good is. It's here, and you can feel it in the air. It's like some moment in life is coming close, and you just feel like it's about to happen. It's like a very special moment, a moment you can't forget. It's like before a wedding. It's like that first date. But bottom line, it's much more. And that moment is waiting for us. It's waiting for us. Just like that, like we are. With all those contemplations and doubts and problems. If you're 70 years old or 20 years old, if you're veteran students, or you opened the channel 2 days ago, it doesn't matter. The main thing is to be there and to want good. Good. There are many places that talk about spirituality, perfection, happiness, love. But there's one place, one moment, where you can really experience it. Let's be there together. The 2020 convention, the convention of conventions. You're invited to watch today at 1 p.m. a live lesson with Rav Leitman on Zvi Ratova. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. One more thing, Rav, in this joyous, we want all the thoughts of everyone we're going to have today in the center, a convention for all our campus students from the first campus, second campus, three members of the Point of the Heart, instructors, lecturers, everyone, all the students, so everyone's thoughts about this. Thank you to our TV viewers and good day. A special meeting with Rav Leitman and the World Kli groups. You're invited Sunday from 5 to 6:30 on Zvi Ratova. We will conclude with that. Thank you and good day. And now we'll sing.
בשדה קוצים גדול, קורא אני בקול, תפילת הלב אל המרום. עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים, עם שחר רק יצמא החלום. את החי מבקש אני הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. את החי מבקש אני הם חיי, הם נשמתי, בלעדיהם אני לא קיים. עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב, ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר.
עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים האהבה.